Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, folks. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your weekly. This is the spot most people who are breathing air in America want to hear this program. So every week, by the millions, people go to their radio and they find out what time the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on. They want to hear Michael Harrison go through the list, the top 10 stories, top 10 people list. They want to hear it all, Michael. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug.
Crowds of people outside.
Crowds of people.
Yes. It's amazing. But here we go.
Giveth
the information. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz flap and Andrew Cuomo on hot seat tied together at number 10. Gavin Newsom is no longer on the chart.
No, he doesn't have a sex thing against him.
He needs a sex scandal as well as a bad decision-making scandal.
A crappy governor, yeah, right,
all
exactly.
That, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. At number 9, we have climate change, environment, media bias, and censorship all tied at number 9. At number 8, we have U.S.-China relations and foreign affairs. At number 7, we have the education crisis and a look at America's mental health. At number 6, voter rights legislation and marijuana laws. At number 5, mass shootings and gun control. Do you know that there have been 20 mass shootings in America since the Atlanta spa shootings 2 weeks ago? We've heard about three or four.
This 13-year-old kid in Chicago get shot. I think Thursday, it's like every time.
A 9-year-old was killed in California. I support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, but it sure does make it difficult to have a discussion about it when so many passions are flaring and this violence continues.
Why are they? That's the wonderful thing about this discussion from my point of view at this point, because as long as I've been on the radio, we've been talking about gun control, and the argument hasn't changed. Nothing has changed at all about any of it, and the laws that are passed don't get enforced, and people say, well, let's have new laws, and what's the point of that when you don't enforce the old laws?
Yeah, I know.
And people will, you know, hold on to their guns with the same passion they would hold on to their spouses, maybe even more passionate with some.
Well, without you and I going down that rabbit hole, just to throw a thought at you, I mean, I understand why people are passionate about the right to bear arms. I mean, there's a lot to be said for it. And the irony.
Like a trust in government, which is well deserved, frankly.
And like a trust in each other. But the point of it is that I don't know what the statistics say because it's hard to measure these things, but I would say that a gigantic majority of the people that own guns in America are responsible gun owners.
Sure.
And are in any way, shape, or form criminals.
No.
So the conversation is too black or white. It's too cookie cutter. It doesn't take into account that middle ground where reasonable people can come to an understanding of just how important it is as part of America's legal tradition for people to be able to arm themselves. But it has to be at least regulated to the point that people cannot easily get a gun to do these nefarious acts.
Mm-hmm. But then the people who get them illegally are the ones oftentimes, like you look at some of the story of the guy who shot things up last week, or there were 14 people, I remember the numbers. The numbers just become obscene.
The Boulder, Colorado one.
In Boulder, yeah. And this guy, he was, I've still not seen anything that tells me how he got the guns. He seems to have been off his rocker, and yet he still was able to procure guns somehow.
Uh-huh. And mental illness is a problem. Mental illness gets in the way of us having a reasonable discussion about many of the rights granted in the Constitution.
And you think about how you know, it's the serotonin level in your brain, if you want to get a little bit technical about it. But people, because of what they eat and how they live their lives, their brains are scrambled. Well, how else do you explain a woman driving into a Taco Bell, having an argument with the person who is in the window, and then backing her car up across the parking lot and then careening it into the Taco Bell, smashing into the Taco Bell with her car to get at the person she's angry with at the register inside the Taco Bell?
She wasn't pleased with their customer service, was she?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. Right. So how balanced do you have to be or not be in order to pull off a stunt like that?
Well, that's why you should stay out of fights with strangers. You should resist the urge to get into a screaming match, road rage, making a point.
Never know.
Standing. You don't know at what point they are in terms of how tightly wound their rubber band is.
Even giving somebody the finger, you don't know whether they got a gun in their car, they're going to drive by and shoot you because you gave them the finger.
Right,
you know,
right.
You get cut off in traffic all the time. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We're at number five, mass shootings and gun control. Number four, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. There's another rabbit hole. At number three, the Biden stimulus initiative and the economy.
Another rabbit hole.
A different kind. It's actually a healthy discussion. At number two.
Well, not that the discussion isn't healthy, but where do we go? We've spent $7 trillion in a year. And, And people, the unemployment level went up last week five times what it was the week before.
Only because they're counting now. Who knows?
Right.
Unemployment statistics are the biggest sham that have ever been voiced upon the
American
public.
It's always twice the number because half the people that are unemployed don't have any benefits anymore.
Exactly. Or they're not looking for a job anymore. They've just given up. And then you no longer counted. At number two, Derek Chauvin trial, tied with race relations, tied with police reform. That's at number two. That's our biggest issues subject of the week. And at number one, of course, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and origins. A lot of talk about where did it come from. And that's a hot potato because of the race relations issue of hate crimes against Asians. It's all
confusing.
Well, but
this week, I don't know if it's confusing. I think it's pretty clear the Chinese are responsible, and even the World Health Organization, which is in the back pocket of the Chinese this week, said, it didn't happen. And then 15, 16, 17 countries, including America, said to the World Health Organization, or they just said publicly, you guys are full of crap. In essence, we're going to investigate more thoroughly because nobody wants to. Or at least the Chinese certainly will not admit, nor will they. They have it now, and they won't ever admit that they created this in a laboratory and let it go.
Okay.
People, this number coming next. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, quarter past the hour. If you've been thinking about ordering new pillows and you see all the ads, you hear all the talk on the air about MyPillows and how great they are, you want a fantastic pillow, then you go to MyPillow.com and you order them. And then when you look around, you'll see some attention being given, and now, quite frankly, a lot of attention given to not only their pillows, but to their towels. The technology in each of the MyPillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, and they aren't like the very expensive towels that don't absorb anything. It feels like you're putting lotion on your skin. So when you order the towels, you get a six-piece set. You get two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths. And by the way, free shipping goes when you use the DJV code. It's available now in a variety of colors and sizes. You can do with it as you can with everything from MyPillow. Wash it in the machine, dry it, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. So you find all that at MyPillow.com. Now, if you use the DJV code, you get two for the price of one. The BOGO deal is in for the six-piece sets of MyPillow towels, one low price, free shipping. Use the promo code DJV at checkout at MyPillow.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel.
When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get two 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for two 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, back to the counter. Let's do that people list, Michael, shall we?
Yeah, these are the folks that have been talked about. Of course, there are a lot more than these 10, but this is big. At number 10, Sarah Palin is back in the top 10. She's got COVID, and she's not happy. Mm-hmm. Andrew Cuomo at 9, Matt Gaetz at 8, Chuck Schumer at 7, Nancy Pelosi at 6, Donald Trump at 5, Kamala Harris at 4, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd at 3, Fauci and Burks at 2, and Biden is at number 1. That's a quick
one. Last week we made a big thing out of Trump not being on the list for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
And now he's come back. Why did he, what did he do? I don't remember. Trump's name comes up or a story, I just ignore it. I don't want to get involved one way or another.
Talk about Trump starting a social media network.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Okay. And would you pay attention to it if it was started?
I pay attention to whatever gets attention.
Ah, perfect. What a great answer to that question. That's why you're here. The sage of talk is Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there as well. It's 21 after the hour.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have appropriated some time here in the broadcast week to bring you up to speed on what's going on. If you're a follower of fashion in this particular frame, that is the news talk frame, and then you find the cap at the end of the week for Michael Harrison to be very rewarding, and maybe there are a few things you forgot about or you missed or whatever it is. So there's this conversation. You know, one of the things about conversation and the focus of where we go now after Rush Limbaugh, lots of companies, lots of stations, a lot of hosts even are saying, you know, what's going to happen, that Rush's passing has marked the end of an era. So what do we do now? And that's a question. I noticed one person said, asking another person at a radio station, how much longer are you guys going to run Rush's funeral? And I think, I don't know whether that's, I find that an interesting, almost amusing question, frankly. But there are a lot of people who say this is a good time for us to figure out where we're going and what the medium is going to be like, what this format is going to be like. We're going to go back to interviewing people, experts, that sort of thing, because I think a lot of talk radio got away from that, didn't it? And is that something that might be appropriate to come back into the fold, Michael?
I just hope talk radio goes in every direction and doesn't consider any one direction to be the only way to go. I think that radio is best served when there's a variety of formats within each genre. So I think that the telephone calls are important. I think interviewing experts is important. I think the monologue, where an educated or a particularly seasoned or opinionated host gets to express his or her views. I think all of these are part of what makes for good talk radio, and I think that all directions should be considered as an option or a mix of the above. Where we're going to go in the post-Limbaugh era is we're going to go forward without Limbaugh. Limbaugh is now part of the rich heritage and history of talk radio, and in terms of those stations carrying his show, I think it'll evolve into something. I can understand why they want to take their time in disengaging or seeing how it evolves. I think it's a legitimate perspective or position to take for a while, at least.
Mm-hmm. How many unique ideas get presented, do you think, on whether it's a right of center or left of center program or just an informational program? I like to think
if I may put in a plug for the DJV program that's heard every morning around the country. Now, this is actually, this program gets aired in part in one of the hours that program is heard. And so when somebody comes up with something new, a good host thinking about new ideas that will stimulate people, because that's one of the things you hear from some of the stations, more stimulating talk radio. So what does that mean? Is it stimulating people with new ideas? Is it stimulating people in a way that brings them comfort, but yet there are questions to be asked? One of the things that I brought up this week, when it came to the discussion of taxes and increasing taxes on corporations and that sort of thing, one of the people at the Small Business Council made a big to-do. I got some press, not as much as it might have, suggesting that raising taxes is an attack on big and small companies that are trying to make things in America. You're going to force people to go overseas and therefore hurt jobs. And I think that's a very legitimate conversation. Yeah, I don't know how many people are having it, but
that's a legitimate conversation. The costs and benefits of every move economically should be discussed objectively. There's costs and there's benefits, and you weigh them against each other.
Yeah, and that's the business about the taxes. If you want to incentivize people to come back here from China, then you cut their taxes. If they keep doing business in China, I say you give them the 28% tax rate. And see if that doesn't flush some people out. Well, I don't know that we have a lot of stimulating, you know, that would be good. Get somebody on from a business talk radio program and talk it through and give people ideas to think about instead of seeing the same old drum being beaten day in and day out. At least, anyway, that's kind of my recipe for success. I hope it works. 28 past the hour.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 330.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, but Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lose to It's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The chief medical advisor to the president says there is light at the end of the tunnel as far as ending the pandemic.
The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
I can't give you a day or a week, but I can tell you, as we get more data showing that it is going to be extremely unlikely that people are going to transmit it, you're going to be seeing recommendations that people are not going to have to wear masks. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. Same way with the travel, saying now you can travel. When you travel, you don't have to get tested before and after, except if your destination demands that. You don't have to get quarantined when you come back from a situation. So more and more, you're going to be start seeing the advantages of getting vaccinated. Whereas before, you're right, people ask a question, if there's nothing different, well, you know, why do we need to get vaccinated? Well, there's a good reason. One, you're protecting yourself, and you very, very unlikely will get sick if you get vaccinated. But also, it will give you a freedom of getting back to some degree of normality.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Stanford was victorious Sunday in the finals of the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, outlasting Arizona 54-53. The Cardinal won their first national championship since 1992, and the third for head coach Tara Vanderveer. Haley Jones led Stanford with 17 points and 8 rebounds, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers. He's the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen. At the end of every week, we go through the charts, people list, story list, and then there are ancillary things that come out of our the good talk radio hosts, as we point out often, can find any number of angles to go down with all of these different topics and other things as well. I was asking Michael whether he thought we'd go back to interviewing more people as a mainstay, because it used to be experts and people who were fun, had interesting things to say. I think there used to be a lot more celebrities that would come on. One of the things that slowed us down, though, I think a little, was editing having interviews with authors of books that often weren't much. And so, you know, this still is today. Somebody comes out with a good book. The John Bolton thing, for example, was a great opportunity to have conversation. And even though a lot of people didn't like him, he was an interesting guest and usually provided you with information. I mean, I don't usually do guests on the DJV program, but I had him on, and he provided some interesting conversations, context to stuff. And so it was kind of fun, actually, to have him on.
But you didn't have him on because you were so interested in his book. You had him on because you had an opportunity to get him on, and the book gave you that opportunity because he was available to be on. I mean, right. the booking of guests on talk shows, whether it's The Tonight Show or it's a small radio show in a small city, It comes down to a balance. There's a tipping point. Who gains more? Does the show and the host gain more by having the person on, or does the person being on gain more by being on, and they get the better of the equation? You know, there are some publicists whose job is to keep the press away from their clients.
So every
potential guest has either a plus or a minus value. And that's a dance that goes on behind the scenes in talk media all the way back to the original, you know, Today Show with Dave Garraway. I mean, the
chimp. What was the chimp's name?
J. Fred Muggs,
yeah.
J. Fred Muggs was a major media pioneer and was a celebrity.
He was?
Because he was a celebrity because of his appearance on the Today Show.
Yeah.
With Dave Garraway. Dave Garraway hated working with him.
Yeah.
And one time the monkey got loose and caused havoc on the set. NBC said, no more monkey.
Well, was the monkey relevant to the show's success, though? That was
I remember, you know, loving, you know, as a grown man, looking at the newsreels.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's just silly stuff. We don't have the ability. We're just so focused on serious stuff. It's not a lot of fun.
Why are you so depressed about the state of radio? My gosh.
It's not that I'm depressed. I just want it to be broader and wider so that people get more out of it and we have more listeners. It's very self-serving. People to come into the clubhouse. I do it.
Well, yeah. So if everybody else did it, then you wouldn't be as big and legendary as you are. Don't you realize the mediocrity of radio is the reason that you stand out? If it was good, you'd be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible thing to say.
So, thank you very much. So, what do we do then? Let's go one step further. One of the great things about personality radio is the value of the personality in selling products or in making personal appearances, that sort of thing. In the last year, all those appearances have dried up. Nobody did anything. But I wonder now if stations will go back to having that remote from the car parts store. Those were kind of fun. They're kind of clunky, but they were kind of fun things to do because they gave the audience a chance to go see Joe Blow at the auto parts store. And there's something to be said for that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity to be disappointed when you meet your favorite radio personality.
He looks like that. He smells like that. He drives that kind of a car. Wow.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's the reverse response is that a lot of radio personalities are very untrusting of listeners who like them enough to come and see them.
Well,
they must be crazy if they're going to call this.
I don't want to belong to a club that lets me into it.
Exactly.
Much of that. Yeah. And then we have the fat. Well, that leads to the next thing. There is a subset of our conversation radio that is a focus, kind of like a TMZ, on personalities and celebrities and all the discussion this week about Britney Spears, for example, and whether she, you know, her conservatorship. And you wake up to how much money is involved because her father wants $3 million and the lawyer wants $2 million, and all they're worried about is taking care of her money.
Yeah, and she said that she's been embarrassed by the documentary. She, the poor woman, has.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's.
I just feel
good
that
in the stick.
I think that she was a young woman. She was facing a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, emotional, pain.
Yep.
And it's very hard to handle the kind of celebrity that was hoisted on a person like that if they already have emotional fragility. And then the press and the fans can be very cruel. So, empathetic to her. She had
One of the things that has been was a great subset of what we talked about before COVID, there would always be a sports story in the top 10. There'd be some reference to something like the Final Four, as a matter of fact. The March Madness, we haven't seen. This is one of the things that's one of the many things that has been thrown out the window because we had to spend so much time talking about things like COVID. Do you miss that? Do you think people miss, you know, just a quick conversation about the Final Four, who's in it,
who's betting on it. I like those fringe stories. Okay, how much money he got on this team?
Well, I think that's still going on. It's just that it's not number 10. It might be number 11 or 12. Just because we do the top 10 here, and we do squeeze more than 10, and that's why we do
prize.
But,
yeah,
but it doesn't mean nothing else is being talked about. This is just a snapshot of the very, you know, the froth on the top of the ocean.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. But they're talking about sports this week. There's a big story in sports this week. And that's the beginning of the baseball season. The official baseball season opened. It's being talked about. And it's also being talked about in combination with COVID. Because take the Texas Rangers, for example. They're going to let anybody in. They're going to have a full stadium if they're able to sell enough tickets, whereas others are dealing with percentages and other restrictions. So baseball this year is a COVID story, and it's being talked about on radio. A lot of times in sports, we talk about the personalities. A lot of football players get in trouble with the law because of domestic violence. Baseball players get in trouble because of drugs, or we hopefully won't have as much of that now as we did. That was a major issue. The tax issues about building stadiums, things of that nature.
There is
a connection between sports and news that's not just frivolous.
Well, the whole business about taking a knee and whether or not that was legitimate, and now the NBA says you can't do that. If you do it, we'll fire you or penalize you or something like that. Those are great ancillary stories, I think. One of the things also that's playing out this week is we've talked on my DJV program a lot about travel. Because I do a lot of it, I'm going to Salt Lake this weekend, as a matter of fact. I don't feel badly, or I'm not worried about traveling, and haven't been, frankly. But when you look around and see it, the travel advertising is coming back to our radio programs, and the whole discussion of a vaccine passport. You need not see this. I think this is a fascinating conversation about whether you're going to have a card that says, I got my shot, in order to go anywhere. And what that sort of the older people who lived through World War II object to it. Younger people who don't know anything about it, what's the big deal? Right? Mm. That's kind of where that's going.
Any time that you have a situation that requires this type of restriction, whether it's valid or not, it is an assault on freedom. And whether it's gun violence or whether it's fear of a virus, these are the things that assault freedom, and that's why we have to have an understanding of history, an understanding of the Constitution, and we have to be pragmatic enough to be able to apply these things to the circumstances that we face in this place called reality.
Speaking of that, Michael Harrison's interview is in the focus as we continue here. Don't forget about the ability that you have to have delightful, delightful breads and cookies from Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com. Dinner rolls, hamburger buns, all the breads, all the cookies are completely gluten-free. So if you've got celiac disease running in your family, if you have a problem eating gluten like I do, this is something, even if you have you got wheat, barley, rye problems, gluten will cause damage to your small intestine if you don't take care of it. Save money, save time, and save your stomach. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com. You will not believe how wonderfully well these products taste. ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code on checkout.
While the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines is encouraging, the American Medical Association says that we're not yet out of the woods. Continuing to practice safety measures and getting vaccinated as soon as it's your turn will help protect both you and your loved ones. Vaccinations are safe. They also prevent illness and save lives. But wide acceptance is necessary for them to be truly effective. To learn more, visit GetVaccineAnswers.org. That's GetVaccineAnswers.org. With seniors more isolated than ever due to the pandemic and new stimulus payments being sent nationwide, seniors and their families should be on the lookout for financial scams. According to Wells Fargo, scammers look for key time periods where money and private financial information are in motion. Common red flags include alleged emergency situations requiring immediate payment and phony calls from government agencies threatening arrest or penalty. For more about scams targeting seniors, visit wellsfargo.com/security.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live? While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1494. 800-932-1494. 800-932-1494. That's 800-932-1494.
The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts encompassing the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April at number 10, and the whole situation with hot properties in politics, Andrew Cuomo, so that's 10. Number 9, climate change. Well, there's a lot of discussion about media bias, too. That's kind of all gotten into the same hole at number 9. Our relationships with China at number 8, the situation in America with mental health due to the lack of people going to school or to work. Voter rights legislation, number 6. The shootings this past week or two are just basic gun control conversation. What's going on with immigration at number 4. The stimulus initiative and how it affects the economy is number 3. The Derek Chauvin trial, number 2. And the whole business about what's going on with the vaccines and the variants. COVID is number 1 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, so at Michael Harrison's interview slot this week, who is the guest?
The guest is a gentleman named Lee Habib, who's the host and producer of a show that is actually what you were talking about before. It's on over 315 news talk stations around the country. It's a pre-produced history and storytelling show called Our American Stories, and it's a two-hour-a-day program that tells you about the history and the people and the currency of the, you know, current events of the United States through storytelling. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great voice. His name as much as anything. I love the name. Lee Habib.
Yeah, he talks about immigration, and, you know, he's an Arab-American, a Christian,
right.
and a really good guy.
Yeah, right. It's good. It's a good interview. It's a good show, actually. The Michael Harrison interview. Find it at mhinterview.com or at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Past the hour now. It's time for our weekly ritual here. An overview with Victoria Keelan at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen to introduce the big stories, if you will, the things that come to our attention every week when it comes to technology. Number 5 is another apple. Take a bite out of the apple, Victoria, will you please? It's probably the first time that's ever been said.
Yeah, because even the Apple logo has a bite out of it. So I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but yeah.
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
Apple says that they are removing the female voice as the default for its Siri assistant. The change is effective as soon as you upload download the new update. The 6th iOS 14.5. Yep. iOS 14.5, it's in beta. So as soon as it reaches general, this will apply to everyone. But right now, if you're a little ahead of the updates, you will have this. It's essentially, so iPhone and iPad users will now be prompted to choose their preferred Siri voice during the device setup. So previously, Siri just defaulted to a female voice, and you could change it after the fact if you wanted to, but Apple is introducing 2 completely new voices for Siri that use source talent recordings that are then run through Apple's neural text-to-speech engine, making the voices flow more organically, so you're not going to hear that as much of a robotic kind of sound. You're going to hear them flowing through phrases that are actually being generated on the fly, which is pretty cool tech. As of right now, Siri takes over 25 billion requests a month, over 500 million devices. So this is something that I guess a lot of people have told Apple they would like more choices for their... I have a British guy. I call him Jeeves. He's the guy that is the voice of my Siri, and it sounds very James Bond, so I would highly recommend him.
There you go. Maybe Nigel can step in. Number 4 on our list this week, going to the number 1 thing. Don't park your car if you have a Hyundai Kona EV inside the garage. What's the story with that warning?
This is a pretty crazy story this week. So the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a recall for 2019 and 2020 Hyundai Konas, as well as the 2020 Hyundai Ioniq electric vehicles. because of the batteries. They catch fire, and essentially the actual warning, and this is what made me laugh this week, the actual warning was, don't park your car in the garage and make sure you park it far away from people and other structures. Because that's the level of, apparently, that's the level of danger that these batteries present. And so now they're going to be recalling 82,000 vehicles. It's going to cost the company $900 million. But the problem really is just the battery. And we know, remember the Samsung Galaxy phones that were exploding on airplanes?
Yep.
Same battery, same tech. It's those lithium ion batteries. They need to be handled pretty cautiously.
Gingerly.
And so, And so that's
Apple,
part of the problem.
Apple Maps showing some new guidance, number 3 this week.
Yep, this is actually super helpful. As people start to travel again, maybe this summer, Apple Maps is now displaying travel guidance information provided by the Airports Council International. So you know exactly what to expect when you take off and land at whatever airports you're going to be going in and out of. So travel guidances will include if masks are required, health screenings, quarantine guidelines. All of that will be displayed on the airport's place card in Apple Maps, which links to official guidance websites as well. This information will be viewable on iPhones, iPads, and Macs, and they're working on an Android component as well. But it's pretty helpful to know exactly what you're getting into because every airport seems to be different.
Right. Number 2, April Fools. Maybe not.
Well, yeah, maybe not. So Verizon, oddly enough, announced a deal that a lot of people thought was maybe too good to be true, and it started on April Fool's Day, which made people even more skeptical. But Verizon's doubling down, saying this is not a joke. This is their new deal. So if you are a customer, whether you're new or existing to Verizon, if you have an old, cracked, or water-damaged phone, essentially a phone that does not work at all, you can actually trade it in and get up to $1,000 off a brand-new 5G phone, like an iPhone 12 or the Samsung Galaxy S21. And so, essentially, you'll get an even better deal if you're not a Verizon customer because they want to rope in more new people. But even if you are a current customer, you can still get some good deals on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 1 is the change in name. Volkswagen is no longer Volkswagen.
This is the story that should have been the April Fool's story of the week, but it turns out it wasn't. So on Monday, Volkswagen of America had essentially there was a press release that leaked announcing the change of name from Volkswagen with a K to Volkswagen with a T. And that was an effort to draw attention to their electric vehicle, which is currently now selling in the United States. It was a marketing stunt done ahead of April Fool's. It leaked early, and it was a disaster. And now it's more bad publicity for Volkswagen.
All right. There they are. Top 5 tech stories of the week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, here at 59 past.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.